לכך ובצעך שמיים. ומול השם אין כיחס לבבך. תשובה is not beyond the person. Every single person is capable of doing תשובה. And it's לא נפלסים ממך ולא רחוי כהי. It's לא בשמיים, and it's לא מעבר ליום. כי בפיך ובלבבך חזל דרשן. וידוי, נחרותה, ולפיך ובלבבך לעשו ישראל. And as we spoke out to Rabbeinu Yoina, on the pasuk, "Umol Hashem lekechus levavcha," it's a tremendous haftocha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is maftiach the yad, a person who sincerely wants to do tshuva, that he'll find himself being ne'ezar haladover yoiser me'asher yad tivor maseges. More than naturally, he thinks he's able to achieve. A person doesn't chap. How could I become a masmid, a lamdin, a tzaddik, a chosid? I'm so entrenched. Even in who knows what. When I was your age, my Rebbe at the time, Reb David Pavarsky, the Eligi Reb David Pavarsky, Reb Shiva Ponovich, he touched on this posukim niyadachach b'ktzeh shamayim. I almost flipped. I thought it was a chassidish of Shetel, but I learned as I got older. These things which might seem like vertlach are not vertlach. He said as follows. He touched it in Yiddish. Im yeni dachacho b'ktzei ha-shamayim. Eib ayir nidochim. If your nidochim will be in the ek von Himmelkeit. At the edge of spirituality. B'ktzei ha-shamayim. Mishom yikabetzcho Hashem leikecho. He was touching shamayim. Ruchnius. And even if your nidochim are so far off, and they're b'kzeh ha-shamayim, they're in the edge of mashu of ruchnius. Mishom yikabetzcho Hashem leikecho. If you want to do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring you back from there. L'maisin chazal, you see the shamayim is a reference to ruchnius. Over here, specifically. Just a chassidish pshetel. It's what Rashi says. Achaz diber lekim shtayim zu shamati. Hashem says one word, but it has many different meanings to it, and all the lessons are all true. The haftocha umol Hashem yekechos levavcho is even in for such a madrega. What should I tell you? Reb David said this, and then he burst out crying. He says, "Aber chotch, you have to at least have an achiz in the ek. You have to at least be holding on to the kotzer." He says, "Vos vid zayin mit uns? What's going to be with us? Are we holding on to at least the edge?" Musogim of his tviya from himself, what he considered holding on to the egg of ruchnius. At the time he was the year he reached 90. Every single morning, he showed up in Beis Medrash at 2:40 on the clock. Took him around half an hour to walk from home at his age, and he walked every single morning 2:40 in the Bis Medrash every single morning till Shachar said 7. Was wird sein mit uns? What's going to be with us? Are we holding on to the egg, the edge of the Shomayim, the edge of Ruchnius? Benkach or Benkach, the parish is referring definitely also to tshuva, and the Ramban says that that's the chiddush, and a person has to know this. That kikorov elecha adover mo'oid beficho b'levov chalasoy soy. But the alkol zoy zok the heilig in itziv. Specifically, the pasuk is referring, as we see in Chazal, kamitzvah hazoyz, is specifically referring to limud haTorah. As the pasuk says, it's a hemshech of the previous. Va'ata toshu v'shamat b'koil Hashem. V'asisos kol mitzvos v'ashonoichem tzav chayoyim. Then the pasuk vayter ki tishma b'koil Hashem elokecho. And as the Netziv says, I showed you in Chumash for those who were here in the morning. Not this last week we saw what Erech Chaim says the same yisod. L'shmoya b'koil Hashem is darhering the word of Hashem. It's referring to Iyun HaTalmud, to Limud HaTorah B'Iyun. And this is specifically what the Pasuk of is referring to. We find it weiter in Medrash in Chazal. Kan mitzvah zoi is referring to Limud HaTorah, Iyun HaTalmud. Being mizboinin heitev, dakasher heitev, being darhering, tzivu of Hashem Elokim. Zok the Heilige Torah le Bashamayim Ileymor. And Chazal say that if Divrei Torah would be Bashamayim, tzorech atal alis achareo, it would be me'evel ayom, we see from that Chazal specifically referring to Torah. What's the idea that the Torah over here is telling us? Torah to Knesset Yisrael is an arusa. Torah tzivalonu Moshe Moirosho Kehilas Yaakov. Moirosho is a lotion of Me'uroso. Chazal tell us. What's the lotion of Mu'uroso? And this Mu'uroso is to every single Jew Basher Husham. Just like a person, there's two stages in marriage. There's the first argus is Kiddushin, which is Erusin. It's a kinyan, which the person is bound to the Isha and the Isha is bound to the person. The person's bound to the Isha, he's Mu'chiyav to marry her. The Isha is bound to the husband, she can't go to anyone else. Torah is the natural Me'uras of Knesset Yisrael. Nishmas Yisrael is Me'uras with the Torah. That's the reason why a Jew is connected to Torah by his birthright, by who he is. Nishmas Yisrael is connected to Torah. Torah is the connection. Torah is the umuras of Knesset Yisrael. The Netziv is Marich over here. Umas Olam, or a person who's far from Torah, can't b'chal appreciate the connection of how is it shaykh to be so connected to Torah? How is it shaykh to be connected to Torah? How can regular, so to speak, human beings be connected to Lomdes, Beshiftecha, Beveisecha, Velechtecha, Vaderecha, Veshavcha, Kumecha, Veshinaldu, Levonecha. The Torah expects from us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to raise generations of Lomdim who are connected B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, to Hashem through His Limud HaTorah. V'lamata Moisez B'neichem to do what? L'daber Bom, Beshiftecha, Beveisecha. Is it shaykh for a human being to be consumed by learning that that's his whole essence and his whole Metzias? Zog the Torah over, the Torah is telling us yes. And don't ask how and why. Ki korvei lecha adover mo'oid b'fichob levovcha la'asoy soy. The Gemara in Bechoris, Davchez, has that the Chachmi Atuna, with Chachmi Yisrael, we're asking them, if a person tries out, he proposes to Anisha once and twice, and the Maisa, and she rejects him, the Maisa, what should he do? A ganza Maisa over there in the Gemara, and Chazal say, well, obviously, if that's what happens, then she's not in shidduch. Zog din etziv. What's going on over there between umas ha'olam are not be'etzem shaykh to Torah. They can't chap how we are so could be so connected. Torah is the me'uros of Knesset Yisrael. She's our natural shidduch. Every Jew in his nishmas Yisrael has in it adarav. His nefesh, once he begins learning, he gets connected. He goes one madrega to the next madrega until he's mechuber and gans into Torah. We have it in us. The Jewish DNA, the nishmas Yisrael, has it in us fakert. Naturally, we're connected to Torah. When we're not connected to Torah, it's bitter. It's a schlecht, and it's not who we naturally are. A Jew who's not connected to Torah is much more emotionally starving. He's hungry. He's lacking. Hanefesh leitimoli, there's a void in his neshama because Torah is his natural is his natural shidduch. And that's what the Gemara says. G'doyle sinu shesoynim ame yoretz tamid chachomim, more than the umas oylem hate the Jews. The yesod of the sinu Yared Bahar Sinai comes from a place of Kinna, from the Madrig of Knesset Israel. Says the Gemara, that Kala Isik Bater Befnei Amoretz, Gemara Memtesam with Basin Psochim, Kilo Boyel Arusosoi Befanov. He's having relations with that the other person's Arusa, and he's observing. Vashteido. And naturally, a Jew is connected to Torah in a level of Nisuin. He's able to get to Nisuin. It's a matzav of Erusin. A person himself has to create a Nisuin. But the neshama of a Jew is mu'uresis to the Torah and is capable of getting that relationship. Ha'oizik b'Torah b'fnei ha'aretz, he sees the intimacy and the connection, the lomdis, and the shaykhis, and the hak, and the dot. And he sees how it transforms a lamdin, how connected he is to Torah. Because he's also connected. It's his arusa as well. Nebuch, but he's not shaykh to him. He's an amoretz. Ayid is yes shaykh to it. Ki kor ve'loch ha'dover mo'oid. Beficho b'levov chala asoysoy. Firstly, in these parashiyas, Nitzov and Vayelech, and later Azino, I want to share with you. I can speak for myself, and to my Talmidim, I want to share. These parashiyas, from a very young age, to me, were very, very emotional. And I'll share with you why, specifically. It's very important. I'm a bit older than you. Maybe I grew up in a generation which was maybe closer to being post-war. In Taka, when I grew up, all the older men in Shul, I know all, but full of older men in Shul, used to pick up their left sleeve to put on tefillin, and they had numbers on their arms. Every other person I knew was a Holocaust survivor. I grew up maybe a little more than others. History was part of my DNA. Maybe in an exaggerated way more than other kids also. But the psukim, this week's parasha, Nitzavim Vayelech, is warning Knesset Yisrael, it's all going to happen to you one day. It's all going to happen. And when it happens, you should know why it happened. You should understand who you are. It's going to happen. Azovani, Hefris, Brisi, Holocaust will happen. Tragedy. The Jews will be smitten and hated and killed. The Toichicha is going to happen. And at that time, you should know, why is it happening? You're not living up to who you're supposed to be. You're capable of being the Aman Nivchar. You're capable of being chavuk and tovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest madrega and to be the most cherished Am Segula Mikol HaAmim. You're capable of all of it. And therefore, Rak Eschem Yodatim Kol Mishpacha Yisrael Adom Al Kein Efked Aleichem Eskol Avin Eseichem. And the Torah warns us in this week's parasha about the next week's parasha. Lamdos Bnei Yisrael Simo Befihem. Teach Jewish children. Put it in their mouths that they should know this Shira. Why? I'm just learning traditional mikra. Traditional mikra. It's going to come a day. V'chora api boi b'yoyim ahu, v'azavtim, v'istarti ponameyem, v'yo lechor. U'mitzor rois rabis v'tzoris v'ome b'yoyim ahu aloi, al kini l'kai b'kim in suni rois o'eile. V'noichi haster astir ponay b'yoyim ahu, al kol ero asher oso, ki pono el elohim acherim. V'ato kisvu lochem, sashiro azois, v'lamdors b'nei Yisrael simbo b'fiyem. Why? L'mantir li asheroz is le'eid b'nei Yisrael. Which be an eid. An eidus. I warned you, and I told you, and this is going to be your future. if you're going to be as a vani behefer as prissy. Vahoyaki sintenois erois, rabbis vitzorois, vons ashiras is lefon of le'eid, kilois is shokach mi pizaroi. Specifically referring to the Torah, but specifically to Parshas Hazinu, this Shira. When my oldest daughter, she was 9 years old, and in class they learned Hazinu, I told her, you know Hazinu bal peh. Dover shebeksav kenzai, lamda es Yisrael simba befiyeh. I want you all to know, there was a Holocaust, what's going to be in the future, Vesechnish. But I want you to know, when it's going to happen, you should know why it's happening. Lamda es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fiyah. And we have to darher and internalize this parsha, these parshias. We have to know who we are, why it's happening, what has happened and what might happen again. Anti-Semitism today, in 2026, is more than I've ever seen. From what I remember. From my short years. And who knows where things are heading. Mitzad, what's the happenings? Nihavas Hashem Aysonu. Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Him. How will it happen? We don't know. But we have to know this shit. We have to know our destiny, who we are, what we are, what we're living for. What's the purpose? And to get to that purpose, Harbe Drochim Lamokar. And ultimately, we'll be Zoiche. Which in Etziv Taich is very poshut, and it goes with Malcha Rachaim HaKodesh. You're going to be zoichet to be darher iyun haTalmud. The toshuv, the tshuva will bring v'shamata b'koy Hashem. Which is what, as the Rachaim HaKodesh writes, that the Gula Asida will be in the schus of Limud HaTorah. And this is what I told you. We discussed last week the difference of Parshas Kisavoy and Parshas Bechukoy say, and the Nesiv says, what was the chait of Knesset Yisrael even after they did Tshuva in Bais Rishon, why they weren't Zeuchet to the Geula? They didn't do proper Tshuva, they didn't appreciate Iyun HaTalmud. They didn't properly appreciate that the Dveis Kodesh Baruch Hu is through Limud HaTorah. If we darher that idea, what the Pasuk says, the Netziv says, Vashteito, we're suffering 2,400 whatever years in Golus since Churban Bayis Rishon. In order that we should reach our Tikkun HaSholim, which will be to appreciate the Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah, through Iyun HaTalmud. And that's what the Pasuk over here is saying. And the Geula over here is after the Toichicho, the Golus as Ramban said, that Anachnu B'Zoicho, we're going to be Zoicho Tatash Toshu V'Shomato. The hardships of the Golus. And the hardships of the Golus don't only mean Auschwitz and Dachau. The hardships of the Golus means Heilige Yiddish Kinder growing up in societies which are void of Kedusha. Affluent societies. Baruch Hashem not lacking in Gashmis anything, but so bombarded with every single piece of Schmutz and dirt. Luring Knesset Yisrael away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also the Koshi HaGolus. And we learn from our Yisurim, from our hardships, to know that there's only one way to be Chavuk and Dovika HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Toshu V'Shamato, through Iyun HaTalmud, through Dveikus Limud HaTorah, that it uplifts us, changes us, makes us so elevated from the trivialities and the Shmutz and the Narishkeit and the stupidities of the Umas Olam, and of those who go in the drachim of the Umas Olam. And that's our koyach, Limud HaTorah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, together with the Nisyonis of today's generation, gave us a tremendous bracha of ribui of Torah, ribui of yeshivas, ribui of capabilities, financial capabilities, of being able to sit and learn, without distractions, with being able to be toshu v'shamata v'kol Hashem v'lekecha. And as the Erechaim HaKadosh writes, the Gula Asidu will be Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, that means the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Zchus HaTorah, that when we're going to inherit this idea, and we're going to properly internalize, and that's our greatest tafkid that we have today, is to appreciate properly that the Toshu V'Shamata, that our Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dependent, and our Dveikus in Bosa Meikara, in a Bosa Tvar Mona, it's in a Melchames, it's in a Rashba, it's in a Toisvis, it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's in the Sugis HaGemara. Well, we will be Zoichet to properly internalize this idea and be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in His Torah, through His Torah. We're going to be Zoichet. As the Pesukim describe in this week's parasha, Ki Yoshev Hashem Lo Sis Olecho L'Tov Kasher Sos Al Avisecho. Zoichet Zayin B'Meir B'Yomeinu Amen.